I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. South Sudan just took its first loan from the International Monetary Fund. Analysts say South Sudan was doing fairly well earlier this year, thanks to political stability and an uptick in global oil sales. Today, however, is a very different story. World Concern's Joshua Bundy says,
commodities have been very expensive in the market. Very few people can afford to buy the basic items because the cost is too high.
The economy is only one of South Sudan's many challenges. With World Concern's help, though, local believers are taking COVID-19 help and the hope of Christ to unreached communities.
Pray for soul winning and the soldiers on ground. We have over 200 evangelists. Each and every day they wake up talking about reaching out to more and more communities.
And Hurricane Iota has intensified to Category 5 as it bears down on Central America. The National Hurricane Center says it could even be more devastating than Hurricane Eta from 2 weeks ago. The Atlantic Ocean has had 30 named storms this year, smashing the record 28 from 2005. We spoke with Evita Hart from For Haiti with Love, and she says the onslaught of storms in Haiti has increased emergencies at their burn clinic.
In the efforts to dry themselves out and to illuminate their homes, there were a lot more fire accidents than we'd normally get.
As For Haiti with Love serves and heals, they minister God's love to every person they meet. So pray for Haitians to cling to Christ as they weather the storms. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.